We're seeing some examples where airlines are charging solo travelers more than those who are traveling as couples.
They're at it again, Tony. Yeah, typically couples that travel do so for leisure. And if you have individual people traveling, a lot of times those men and women, it's for business. So you've got the cost-conscious group, the couples or families, and then you've got the must-fly business traveler that's a little less worried about cost, more interested in the schedule. But we're finding examples when reservations are made and the couple per-person price is cheaper than the reservation if it was made for a solo traveler. And an example of this was one specific route had a couple traveling round-trip per-person cost of $266. But when you looked for an individual person traveling, same route, same day, same everything, the search came up with a $422 round-trip fare. So airlines are taking advantage of people that are traveling by themselves, thinking they have to do it, and they have no choice, so they're going to charge them more. Now, I can tell you, this kind of a move would not have been tried under the Biden administration. You and I talked about it before. I was never a big fan of the Biden administration, but I was thrilled with how they held airlines accountable for their actions. And even though President Trump is good for business, a lot of times he gives these airlines freedom to pull off this kind of crap, and you're going to see it. Now, this tells us that if you are making a reservation and you're traveling by yourself in the near future, check the third-party sites, check the airline-specific price site, do your homework to make sure you're not getting dinged like some of these people simply because you're traveling by yourself. I mean, I don't know how they're allowed to do that. But they are, and as long as they can continue to get away with it, they're going to do it. So I don't think I'm going to get them to change what they're doing, but hopefully if enough people talk about it, there'll be some pushback.
Well, let's hope so. And I take it, Jay, that this is not isolated to one airline. This is multiple airlines?
Oh, yeah. They play follow the leader. You and I have been talking about that for many, 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 many years. You know, one tries it, hey, this works. And I guarantee you others are going to do the exact same thing. And it's really frustrating because there's so many games out there that if you only travel once a year and you don't know and you've got to fly by yourself, maybe to a funeral or what have you, and you're going to get dinged because you're traveling by yourself and being charged a much, 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 much higher fare. No, I'm not an attorney, so I can't use the word criminal, but boy, it ticks me off. Ticks me off big time.
Understandably so. Well, Jay, I understand we've had yet another near miss, this time in San Francisco.
Tony, this was a scary one. It was the FAA's investigating it. We had two commercial jets that were taking off on parallel runways at the San Francisco airport. We had a United flight on one runway and then a SkyWest flight departing on the other. Now, United was rolling first, and they were told once they hit the rotation point, which is where you pull back on the controls and you leave the ground, the aircraft was to make a right turn. So after they're rolling, the SkyWest flight starts rolling. So they're not side by side on the parallel runways, but United hit. But when United hit that rotation point and lifted off the ground, instead of turning right, they turned left. They turned left into the SkyWest flight path. Now, before, and we don't know why they did it, that's why the investigation's ongoing. But one of the things that we're looking at here is that the technology on the SkyWest flight told the cockpit it was an alert system that was triggered, a proximity alert, and the SkyWest plane, the crew made an evasive maneuver to make sure that they weren't in the same airspace. But it was a closer call than what we would like. And we don't know if it was pilot error on the part of United. We don't know if it was a mechanical situation that failed, which is why the investigation is ongoing. But, you know, had the worst-case scenario happen, the two planes collided. The headlines would have been, well, here's another example of the air traffic controllers, blah, 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 when it may have had absolutely nothing to do with the air traffic controllers. Sometimes they get a rap that they just shouldn't be getting. It's frustrating to me that many times they're used in political comments or other types of things when we just need to wait and see what the facts are, and then we can run our mouth. But let's wait until we find out what's going on first.
Yeah, that blame the traffic controllers, that goes back a lot of years. Question for you this morning about Southwest, Jay. Last week, the middle of last week, was when the new baggage fares came into effect. I have some flights on Southwest later this year. I made a point of making my reservations before that May 28th deadline. Do we have any anecdotal evidence that there was a deluge of people doing just that, making those reservations early?
Tony, I don't know if the bag fees were tied into when you made your reservation or the date of travel.
It's tied into the date of reservation.
If it's tied in date of reservation, you get a double gold star, my friend. Good job. But I'm sure several did, because here's what takes place. Is they telegraph that months and months and months in advance. And even though it's happened, and I thought, okay, they've never charged for checked bags ever, so probably, you know, they'll roll out a smaller bag fee than what everybody else is charging. Nope. They were right in line with everybody else at $35 a bag. But if you've got a premium choice reservation with Southwest, or if you use, I think you get both bags free. If you use their Southwest Rewards credit card, you get like one bag free. But yeah, it's $35 for the first, $45 for the second. And a lot of people are saying, well, that's it for Southwest. People are never going to fly them again. As long as they've got the lowest fare, Tony, people are going to still fly. They still have a loyal following. But the idea that they're now going to adopt a business practice that everybody else is doing, I don't see it's going to push a lot of people away. Now, if it obviously raises the fares too high, yeah, I see that. But for the most part, no. It's like people say, I'm never going to fly that airline again. And what happens? They're right back flying them again if they've got the best schedule or the best fare. People are very cost conscious. And as a result, give them a deal and people are going to respond. And if you got to pay a little bit more for bags, that's it. But my big fear is what's going to happen to the gate agents. Now, once they get to assigned seating, you can get rid of all those wheelchairs of people getting on board just to board early for open seating. But, you know, now if you're going to charge $35 to check my bag, maybe I can get that bad boy in an overhead storage compartment. So you're going to drag that thing down to the gate and hopefully try to get it on. So
and it makes things
$35. So, you know, those gate agents are going to be earning their paycheck.
And delaying the flights, too, at the same time. How about hub delays this morning? Any we need to be aware of, Jay?
You know, we're in pretty good shape today. Last week was the week that you did not want to be flying towards the northeast because it was an absolute nightmare. And it improved slowly kind of as the week was progressing. But it's the afternoon and evening thunderstorms that kind of pop up that are more of the biggest issue that we're going to be facing today, because right now, other than middle to southern Florida and then Vegas and Phoenix, the bulk of the country is in very good shape. So if you pick the day to fly, you picked a good one.
Jay, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Looking forward to it.